Retail sales remained just about the same last month as people are trying to find cheaper options amid inflation continuing to squeeze finances. For more on all of this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Giacomo Santangelo, economics professor at Fordham University. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Now, consumers are still spending, but how is inflation impacting what people are doing with their money?
Well, the problem that people are having is that there are still things they want to do. And the frustration of all the lockouts and all the shutdowns during COVID, people want to have a nice summer. They want to go on vacation. They want to go and do things. But they're having difficulty finding a way to pay for it with the rising cost of living. The problem this causes is people are going into debt, more and more debt. And we're going to see as the months progress, sure, the retail numbers will eventually rebound, but it's not because people have the money to pay. It's because people are borrowing the money to consume.
So help me out with this. Anecdotally, sure. It seems like if you have some sort of steep rise in prices, whether it's consumer goods or gasoline or whatever, they may decline a bit as the economy gets better, but they're never going back to where they were. At least that's what it seems like to many of us.
Now, the prices aren't going to go down. What we're going to see, hopefully, is a continued slowdown in the speed at which prices are going to go up. And hopefully, it will slow down enough that wages can catch up to it so we can start paying off some of our debt.
You know, if the economy takes a downturn, if we head into a recession while people are still in debt, what impact will that have on spending? And then what is the sort of bigger picture impact of that?
Well, then it comes down to a question of, on a personal level, are you willing to go deeper into debt? Are you willing to borrow more money? Are you willing to charge more on your credit card just so you can continue to maintain your level of spending?
What does it tell us about what's going on in the economy right now, that we have a lot of unfilled jobs out there, yet we have some of the big retailers, Walmart, Best Buy, laying people off?
Well, I think what we're seeing is a lot of those big companies are looking at the future of the economy. They're concerned about a potential recession, and they're laying people off. And then the people who are there, who get to maintain their jobs, they're just giving them additional shifts and making them work longer hours. And I think that really does speak to corporate belief in recession.
All right. Well, we thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Giacomo Santangelo is an economic professor at Fordham University.